Well, Jeffrey Wells speaking.
Thank you for coming back, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? So I was
good.
I was told by a friend who's a longtime admirer and attender of the Kolkoa Festival that she felt that things were getting more crowded and it was more difficult to gain tickets. And she said that with a note, with in a tone of being impressed by the festival, because she was realizing that it was gaining popularity or something. And so I just thought I'd ask you, is it gaining? Is it becoming more difficult to get into because it's a popular thing? Is it changing?
Yeah, actually, it's difficult for me to say that in a sense that, in a way, it won't promote the film and people will be discouraged. So I will tell you how to get tickets after that. But it's true that for the very first time, when we opened the box office 3 weeks ago, and the box office and the tickets is open online, we didn't have this situation before. It means, in a sense, that not all screenings, not all film, but the first week of the opening, we had a lot of screenings full and sold out. So it was like definitely a new step for the festival. There is certainly for this kind of festival, I mean, like an ethnic festival or festival dedicated to a specific country in Los Angeles, I guess this is something very, very impressive in the sense that we have new audiences and we have, and the festival is really, really anticipated. Sorry, I'm very tired, so my English sometimes is a little bit, and it's a very anticipated event now for a lot of people. They want to go to Kolkoa. They're waiting for Kolkoa for months before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now, after saying that,
yes,
we have a system because Kolkoa is, as you know, is produced by the Franco-American Cultural Fund, which is a unique partnership between the DGA, the Writers Guild, the Motion Picture Association, and all the members of this guild or professional organization are invited to Kolkoa. So we have a part of the seat for people invited. Mm-hmm. Of course, we sell tickets, and of course, people who are SVP as a guest sometimes they don't attend the screening.
Right.
So technically speaking, you can always come to the festival, and for most of the screening, there are always some tickets available before the screening. So
okay.
Just for people not to be discouraged.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're a... So how many years? I mean, take this... I know I can research this very quickly, but you have been running Kolkoa for... How many years, François?
I started if I may use this word, only as a programmer of the festival in 2004. So this is the 11th year as a programmer.
Yeah.
And I have been asked to be the executive producer of the festival since, I think, 2007.
Okay.
So 7 years ago.
All right.
And it was an amazing year because this year was particularly certainly the most important date for the festival, as we had an opening with the U.S. premiere of La Vie en Rose and the first public appearance of Marion Cotillard. It was just 6 months before the Oscar, or 7 months before the Oscar.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually 9 months before the Oscar. And it was really the beginning for her. It was an amazing night. The audience were absolutely... under the charm, as we say in French, in love with Marion Cotillard since this very specific screening.
Right. I am very much interested in the Romain Duris. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, Romain Duris, yeah.
The Chinese puzzle.
All right.
I'm going to be definitely seeing that tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that your colleague tells me that I should make a point of seeing... Not my type this evening. And she says that that's one of the... That you're telling her that that's something that I should make a point of seeing. Can you... Is that true? Are you...
Not my type. First of all, it's one of the film... We... there is also some, maybe it's another reason why the film, the festival becomes more and more popular, is we have in the selection every year like a panorama and a presentation of 1 year of French productions.
Right.
It's a resume. I mean, of course, selection, we produce 200 films every year, so we need to select some of them.
Yeah.
But I would say during the last 12 months, we had the most important film and the more, in term artistically speaking, or in term of box office in France. But this year, we had something new. We had at least 7 films which will be released or have been released in Paris, in France, just before, during, or after Colcoa. So we are very much connected with the distribution in France.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Not My Type is one of these films. It will be released next week in Paris, in Belgium and Switzerland. And it's a new Luca Bellevaux film. It's an amazing film. It's a romantic comedy. And Luca Bellevaux is certainly one of the most, the expert to make films which are really, at the same time, author film and entertaining film made for large audience.
Right.
He's very talented, very, very talented, and I'm very proud to have Not My Type tonight.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I'm very pleased for you and your organization. I look forward to the Cocoa Festival every year, and I think you do a superb job.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Of handling it.
Thank you. We try, and it's there is only one rule. You have to start working early,
uh-huh.
Ready on the right time as
right.
usual.
Right.
It's a 1 year process in terms of program and organization, and we're gonna start 2015 just after this one.
Yeah.
And but we are very excited. The audience the people are really, you can see people are really enjoying the event. It's not only film, actually. It's like a social community around for films and also food, as we are French. It's a French and American event, so we have a lot of wine and food. Mm-hmm. And so people really enjoy their week. There are a lot of people now coming outside of L.A., mm-hmm. some people coming from the East Coast. So it's becoming definitely an important platform for French cinema in the U.S. And I would say that the distributors, the main distributors know it, and we have, I think this year, almost half of the program with film presented by distributors. So
mm-hmm.
it's one of our goals has been reached. We wanted to become really an event for the industry as well, so we are very happy with that.
You, as part of your job, I presume that you go to other festivals once your duties are concluded here. Are you able to attend any other major festivals as part of your job?
Yeah, the way I am, I'm working, I'm going to Cannes. I start in Cannes, so in 2 weeks after Colcoa this year for the program. And I'm going to the AFM. I'm actually going to France 3 times a year in addition to Cannes. And I have a very, very heavy program of film to see. And I see almost every film produced in France during the year. So it's a long process, not only feature, not only film, but also short film. So,
why am I? You know, François, I'm trying to remember. There is a Marion Cotillard film in Cannes this year, and I'm trying to remember what it is. But it's
a new Assayas film.
That's right.
I'm wrong. The Assayas is with Juliette Binoche.
Okay.
So, which film is with? I think it's an American film. No.
Maybe
I made a mistake. Mm. Sorry, I will have to double check for that.
Yeah, but I just when you said Cotillard, I right away remembered that.
Yeah, when she came to Colcoa, she was really not new because she had already a filmography in France, but it was the first appearance in Hollywood, and people knew there was something very special in the theater because when she appeared after the screening, so as you remember, this is a film about Piaf, and she was completely physically completely different, and people were completely surprised and in a good sense, and there was something in the theater. People knew that she will be a star.
Right.
That everybody said that, leaving the theater, say, a star is born.
Yeah.
To remember, and it was very definitely a screening that makes Colcoa like an important event for people.
Do you have an apartment in France as well as live here?
What, an apartment?
Yes. Do you live over in France part-time?
I actually live in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I've been there for 17 years.
All right.
And I try to keep my French accent. I understand it's very exotic.
I think that your accent is magnificent. I think it's the most Gallic-sounding French accent I've heard in a long time. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
It's got a great sound.
Okay, I keep it. All right, and my parents still live in Paris, so when I go to France, I visit my parents.
Okay, all right. I go over every year. This year I'm going to stay in the 17th for about 3 days before going to Cannes. I like to go there and get used to the time difference before, you know, so.
Yeah, before the beginning of the festival.
Yeah. Mm. Well, maybe I will run into you during Coco, or if not that, perhaps in Cannes. But,
okay, definitely. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
Yes, and thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. See you maybe tonight for...
Yes, perhaps at 8:30. Yeah. I'm going to be going to...
Yeah, otherwise not my type will be on the at the Cannes market, so
okay.
A chance for you to see it.
Okay, man.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.